BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast from The Breakfast Show. Another one of our lovely listeners plays Real or No Real. We get the vocals for 1D's new track, You and I, and have a play around with them to make a remix that is better than Liam Payne's. Something for the older 1D fans. We get Katie back on, our listener that you loved from Friday, and offer her a top position on the show. Chris eats a banana in front of me, I hate it, and I meet a bearded lady.
BBC Radio 1.
This is
the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills.
Good morning. So it's our second week on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. How's it going for you today? Spent most of my weekend laughing at cabaret acts.
Why was that?
Did you see the 80-year-old woman on Britain's Got Talent on Saturday?
I missed her.
Oh, my God. It's the best thing I've seen on the TV for ages.
What does she do?
She literally just gets swung round.
Hey?
It's a woman called Paddy and her dance partner, who's 40. She is 80. His name's Nico.
Okay.
It's not anything like that. They're just dance partners. But please watch it on YouTube immediately. It'll cheer up your Monday. Everybody that didn't see Britain's Got Talent on Saturday night, watch. It's the end act, Paddy and Nico. I've never laughed so much at the TV.
Are we running out of talent?
Well, it has since come to light that she's already won the Spanish version of Britain's Got Talent.
Has she?
And appeared on Argentinian Strictly Come Dancing.
Oh, come on.
No, but I don't care. She's 80. She wants to perform in front of the Queen and she's British, so let her go for it. She's 80
now,
years old.
Now, what's this act? Because it might be something me and my gran can do. Is this winning? I swing her around.
Yeah, have a look.
I'm
it's kind
it.
Of like salsa. And Simon buzzed really early because he was like, oh, I hate ballroom dancing. But he didn't know what was to come.
I've just typed in old woman swinging.
Don't put that. Please don't put that. Put Paddy BGT.
Oh, God, no. Britain's... Put
BGT Paddy.
On it.
And then last night I spent the night with an Austrian bearded lady called Conchita.
Why?
It was the... this year's Eurovision entry for Austria. There was a party last night for Eurovision. Standard weekend. Hope you're all right this morning. It's 6:36.
This is
Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills. The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I went for a little run yesterday. Not to be an exercise bore, but I did. At least I didn't do a healthy. You heard about that? That's the new thing.
No, what's that?
It's a selfie where you tweet a picture of yourself or Instagram a picture of yourself in the gym. Just you, probably with some weights behind you or some kettlebells or the odd running machine.
So what's going to be the next one?
Let me take a healthy.
Could be a wealthy. Just show off all your wealth behind you. Do you know what I mean?
You just sat on loads of money.
Anything worth any value, all piled up behind you.
Where's it going to stop?
That'd be well good, wouldn't it?
Look at how rich I am.
Like for proper celebrities. What about one of the Meet the Russians, Kamalia?
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
Just her in a bath of champagne, which she does every day. Bathes in champagne, because she can. Anyway, went for a run. And then I thought, oh, I'll have a nice coffee afterwards. And it was a really nice day where I live, so I sat outside. Seriously, invasion of personal space. So there's like three table and chair combos outside, right? This woman comes up and goes, oh, isn't it a nice day? I'm like, why are you talking to me? Yeah, yes, really nice, isn't it? And she's like, do you mind if I sit right here? And I'm like, okay. I'm looking at the other two tables and chairs thinking, they're empty. Why do you want to sit next to me? She's like, it's just that here's in the sun, isn't it? Like, I want to get some sun. I'm like, yeah, I didn't say this, but I'm like, the other two tables also have got sun on them.
Did she want a bit?
I don't know whether she wanted a bit, but she was literally sat on my lap. And then I go to leave because it's uncomfortable. She's like really in my face. And then she's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I haven't pushed you out, have I? Well, obviously, I was very British about it and went, no, not at all. I was going anyway.
I think but she was trying it on with you, Scott.
Absolutely, you pushed me out. Like, sit somewhere else, you weirdo.
What? I love that that's weird. I love that someone coming and saying hello to you is weird.
No, but she was like, if you'd seen where she was sat, this is like right up close. This is not even like next to me. It's like literally on my lap.
Okay.
It's just a bit weird. Like, you could sit in any of those chairs and tables.
So what ended up happening? Did you have breakfast together? Or?
No, after that, she didn't speak. After the initial, is it a nice day? Or do you mind if I sit here? She didn't speak apart from to go, oh, have I pushed you out? Mm, yeah, you have.
Did you end up saying goodbye at the end?
I was like, see ya, bye.
I always find that quite awkward. And the thing is, I don't know if it's just around this kind of area, because I'm sure in other parts of the UK, people actually talk to each other.
Yes, they
it's
do.
It's not so intimidating to talk to each other. But there is that rare time where you engage someone in conversation. I don't know, someone's fallen over or something like that, and you help them up. But then you feel the need to talk to them the whole way, so you'll have to say goodbye.
Yeah.
You'll have to. Do you know what I mean?
Also, afterwards, I thought to myself, yes, you did push me out, but how many other times have I been in that situation where, you know, where you see like maybe a person sitting on their own, maybe in a club or a bar, and you're with a load of mates and you do go and sit there and you think they'll go soon. You do, don't you?
It's true.
They're going to go because right, they're totally outnumbered.
It's so true. You do a takeover.
Yeah, we are going to push them out.
Yeah.
And even though it's all very polite, you know that eventually, like within a couple of minutes, they're going to go.
Mm.
And that was me yesterday. It's 6:50. Real or No Real is coming up about 7:10. I've got John Martin and Joel Compass for you next on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Now, next Monday, we are doing the all-time top 100 downloads, playing them all day on BBC Radio 1. I believe it's a bank holiday. And this is since downloads began 10 years ago. Now, this next song does feature in the all-time top 100 downloads, but where? That's going to be on Monday, all day on Radio 1. So if like you're driving about, if you're going to see family, or just stuck at home doing more revision, this is going to be the ultimate. Just loads and loads of brilliant tunes, the top 100 downloads on Monday. It's in there somewhere.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Yes, someone's already sent in a wealthy. Craig's been on. I don't know whether that's him. It just says ballin'. And he's got 20s all over the bits that we shouldn't see when he's in the bath. And also a pint of Guinness in his hand. Living the actual dream.
Shall I do a wealthy?
What are you going to do?
I don't know. A few coins.
A couple of coins. That should do it. You learn to be cool. And let's not forget D-Cup on that track. Often forgotten about. We know you speak Americano. Still do the in-betweeners to that, don't you?
Yeah, love
Still
it.
Still now.
Love it. Retro. What about a shelfie?
Yeah, we've got a few of those coming in. Thank you, Tony in Carlisle. Just sent us a shelfie. That's just him putting some shelves up.
What about a stealthy? Sounds dodgy.
No.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Where are people getting all this money from really early on in the morning?
For the wealthy.
Sam's been on in Swansea. Just done a geisha girl wealthy, which is basically loads of 20s fanned out across her face.
Oh, yes.
Or him, his face. That's definitely a boy, isn't
True
it?
True that. Where are they getting the money from?
Where have you got that hiding down the back of the sofa, please? Text back. That was Joel Compass.
Oh.
What? Text back, TB. BRB.
I remember when you used to write that on the end of a text, TB.
TB. And now... I feel this is setting people up for disappointment.
What are we doing now?
What's going on in showbiz?
Oh, I've not really finished it.
Oh, brilliant. Well done, everyone.
I'll give you what I've got.
Oh, I haven't finished it.
Well, right. Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are going on honeymoon. Are they married yet? I don't know.
I don't know because it's not appeared in any of the Kardashians episodes. I don't actually know what happens in real life. I just know what happens on the TV show.
I've got a feeling not because this honeymoon's coming up. But Kim Kardashian's apparently bringing the personal trainer. So there's three of them going. Kim Kardashian, Kanye West and the personal trainer, who I believe is called Gunter. Or I've dreamt that. I might have got that wrong.
Have you just made that up?
I think I might have made that up to sound...
Why would you make that up?
To sound informed.
What?
I knew it was a sort of Germanish name.
Who I think is called Gunter. Like, where do you pluck that from?
I don't know. I'm sure it was something like that.
What else?
And, the showbiz news goes weird around this time because everyone's... who's, like, normally in the paper is now at Coachella.
Oh, yeah, Coachella, yeah.
So I can give you a sort of Coachella news section.
Go.
Like the papers do, but there's really not much going on.
Right, OK, I don't even need to know. I can write this for you. OK, is it Rita Ora? She'll be there?
She's there, of course, yeah.
Let me... There'll be some pictures of people eating food, and it'll be like Cara Delevingne, yes, Poppy Delevingne.
Yes, that's one of my news. Cara Delevingne eats pizza.
Right,
sister
told you.
Poppy and pals, makeup free. Hashtag no,
no filter.
Filter.
Hashtag who cares.
Katy Perry's walking around wearing 3D glasses.
Right. Is Rihanna there?
I don't know. I haven't got that far yet. And Rosie... this was actually in the paper.
Rosie Huntington-Whiteley
drank a pint of beer from a glass. That was in the news. That was news.
And that's the showbiz news.
We need to improve it somehow. Do something.
You have half an hour. I give you half an hour.
I know, man, but, you know, I was looking at the sport website. But...
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Good morning, Rachel.
Morning, Scott.
How's it going? All right?
Yeah, fine. How are you?
Good. Good weekend?
Yeah, it was good. Pretty quiet, but it was good to chill out.
What's your Monday got in store then?
Today I am going on a work trip to Marseille for 3 days, and I think it's pretty hot over there, so I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, very nice.
So that's France, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not northern France, is it?
Oh, here we go.
No, southern France.
Oh, that's fine then.
It's the only bit of France that he'll accept.
Northern France, what's the point of that?
Exactly.
Well, there's a massive point, but let's not go down that route because you'll just make him angry.
Okay.
There isn't any point to it.
It's the only thing that winds you up.
Spend 12 hours on a ferry. Oh, good, I'm in Calais. Oh, it's exactly the same.
I don't know, Rachel.
Just the wine's a bit cheaper.
He's had a bad experience or something at a young age. Mm.
So, Rachel, 25, from Aberdeen, shall we play today's Real or No Real?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Voice of the Real or No Reels, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Have you done your vocal exercises?
Not yet.
Okay. And go.
Customers at the Optical Express chain of opticians are entertained by an in-store playlist of vision-related hits, including Ellie Goulding's Starry Eyed and Katie Tunstall's Suddenly I See.
Oh, wow. I'd love this to be real.
So imagine there you are in the opticians and this comes on in the background. Oh, I think a bit of Drake would be nice. I got my eyes on
you. That's a good shout. I really like this idea, and I'd like to encourage anyone else who works in a shop to make a playlist completely suitable. Like, if you're in a butcher's, all your songs should be about meat.
Yeah. But is this actually happening in the Vision Express shops?
Rachel, what are you saying?
I think it is. Yeah, I say real. I say real, definitely.
Okay, I really want this to be true. I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Yes!
Great news.
Brilliant idea. Okay, let's crack on.
In the 19th century, earwax was recommended as a remedy for chapped lips.
Ew. So, there you are with your lips. They're very dry. They're quite cracked. So, what you do? Just fish out of your ears and place it on your lips. Voila! Moist lips.
So with lip balm, I still, and I know this is going to sound ridiculous, I still feel uncomfortable using it.
Why?
Even though I get quite dry lips. I don't know why. I think it's because from a young age, I was told it was like lipstick. Mm. So I was probably bullied for it.
Not the same.
It does quite often look awkward sometimes when you see a man applying a chapstick.
That's what I think as
no,
well.
No, I don't agree. Yeah. I'm all for it. I don't, however, agree, and this happened again at the weekend, with people eating bananas in public.
No, I hate it.
Do it in the comfort of your own home, do it away from me, and certainly, when you're eating your banana, do not give me any eye contact, thank you.
I always feel super awkward when I eat a banana at work.
Mm. I'm all for this. I would like to encourage people to eat bananas, take a selfie, and then send it in.
No, please don't.
Because it really disgusts you for some reason.
I honestly hate it.
But the chapstick thing, lip balm, whatever you're going to call it, is the same. I do find it a bit uncomfortable when I see some blokes applying it.
So, real or no real, they used to use earwax for lip balm.
I'm going to say no real.
I'm going to go real because I think some lip balms are made out of beeswax, which is kind of similar. So, I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Whoa, you're right.
Horrible. What must that taste like? Have anyone tasted their own earwax?
Everyone has, I'm sure.
No, I don't think I have.
Be honest.
Is it quite bitter? Have you?
Yeah, probably.
Why?
Well, I just imagine it's happened at some point. I'm sure if everyone was honest, they've done that. It's like people who say they've never eaten bogies.
Yeah, true. So you put your finger in the ear, just have a little taste.
I'm just saying, I'm not making a meal of it. I'm just saying it happens.
And next,
Robert Pattinson likes to surprise his fans by going to Madame Tussauds in LA and pretending to be his own waxwork before suddenly moving and causing widespread panic.
Excellent.
Who was that, Robert Pattinson?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
This is the thing to do. If you ever get a waxwork now, when the new waxwork is unveiled, this is the same game that everyone always does. They get the real person there and then they sort of jump out and pretend that... I saw it with One Direction as well.
Yeah, it's a good gimmick.
But it's not a gimmick. Hey. It's not a good gimmick anymore because if a new waxwork is getting unveiled,
they will
everyone
be there.
Should expect that the real person will be there because they'll do the news thing later on saying that, oh, what a surprise it was. Not a surprise anymore.
But he just turns up sometimes. God, he's got too much free time, hasn't he, since Twilight? And just kind of jumps out.
If this is a real thing, what I would like everyone to do, if you ever get a chance to go to the Madame Tussauds in LA, is test this theory by kicking him hard in the groin. Right? The waxwork. And I quite like the idea that instead of just having a photo with the waxworks, that you would actually test out to see if they're real.
So obviously if it is the waxwork, nothing will happen. If it is Pattinson, then he will yelp in pain.
Mm. It's a bit like, do you remember the idea I had for late night Madame Tussauds?
What was that?
That I told you about. It was an after hours thing where if you fancied the pop stars that were the waxworks, you had alone time with them.
Oh no, hang on, I do remember you saying this now.
Thought it was quite a good idea.
Yeah, just you and them alone in the room, that's all right. But does Robert Pattinson scare people by jumping out and pretending to be a waxwork?
I'm sure I've seen him do this before. I'm going to say real.
I'm going to go no real, just to mix it up a bit. I don't think he's interested in the fans.
That one is no real.
Oh.
I don't think he's interested in the fans. Great line.
Good quote. And, Rachel, at that Monday Real or No Real, you got...
Rachel got 30, I got 20.
Yes, Rachel, you win.
Woo!
Nothing. Good to speak to you.
Yeah, you too. Thanks so much.
And have a great time in Marseille.
Thank you.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
So, Britain's Got Talent, Saturday night. Did you see the old lady being swung about?
No, I didn't at the time, but I've now seen a video on your instruction.
If you haven't watched it, just type in Paddy, P-A-D-D-Y, B-G-T, to any search engine and watch the video. It's this 80-year-old woman literally being flung around the stage by a 40-year-old dance instructor called Nico.
It is incredible, though.
It was right at the end of the show on Saturday night. I haven't laughed at the TV that much for some time. And everyone's on going, oh, well, they've been on talent shows before. But then most of these people have. Like, I don't care. It's great Saturday night entertainment. I don't care that she won the Spanish version of Britain's Got Talent in 2009 much. Or then appeared on Strictly Come Dancing Argentina in 2010. Also, there's various reports from people today saying that, is it the same old lady that gets flung about in the video for The Hardest Part by Coldplay? Because there is an old lady being swung about a bit in that. I want to see if it's the same woman. Have a look.
Oh. Okay.
Compare. Also, willy-nilly usage of Bumbleo.
Oh, yeah, discuss this, because I got loads and loads of tweets about this.
I got so many.
Disgusted.
So you know on our show on Wednesday, to signify halfway through the week, we play Bumbleo, and it's Bumbleo Wednesday. Don't play it on a Saturday night, Amanda Holden, and claim it as your music for you pressing the golden buzzer. Do you know about the golden buzzer?
I don't understand it, no. What's
so
the point?
If one of the judges presses the extra buzzer, which looks like a hotel reception bell, but big, bing, hello, then they go straight through to the live shows.
But more importantly, it launches Bumbleo Wednesday.
Well, listen.
Can I press my golden buzzer?
Not happy.
I don't like it because then also the camera pans along the judges there and they're sort of standing there clapping at the act.
Yeah.
But not really dancing how they should, how we do it on a Wednesday.
Did you do a little dance though when it came? Like when you watched the video just then, did you do a little dance?
I was sort of my feet only.
Yeah.
Because it's a natural reaction.
I just think it confuses people. Mm. On a Saturday, loads of people were really confused by it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Just seeing if this old woman being swung about on Britain's Got Talent is the same one as the one in the Coldplay video. We're not sure. But Paddy from BGT does look a bit like the old woman from Titanic who throws the heart locket into the water. It's just generic old lady, isn't it? It is, though. Eminem on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. It's Scott Mills here. Shout out to the girl just spotted walking through Andover in a bikini. It's not summer and it is 7:30 on Monday morning. Just want you to take a look at your life. And Liam in Manchester and Chris in Worcester, thanks very much. Not for the banana selfies.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So many of you over the weekend sending in recordings of you while you're asleep. So you just get the app. There's various apps for this. Put it by your bed and then just see what happens in the night. Esme's boyfriend is on this one. He set the sleep app on Friday night. Esme was quite relieved to find in the morning that he hadn't actually pooed himself.
Pooed himself.
I like that. Oh. What? Oh.
That's horrible.
Listen to his weird laugh as well. That's all. That's the only thing that happened all night, apart from sheet rustling.
It's the weird. You're right. It's the weird laugh around it. It's not. It doesn't sound right.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio One.
Lol, I'm still getting requests for people sleep talking. Play the DJ Fresh sleep talker. Shall I? We've only got a couple of days left of this, and I think after next week, that's kind of it because Grimmy's back. So why not? Who wouldn't want to hear a woman singing Louder by DJ Fresh in her sleep again?
It's coming in, it's coming in, it's coming in louder.
There it is.
Oh, I love it. I am going to miss it when it's finally over.
I know. But until then...
Yes.
Once more.
Go on over the window, Gary. Go on over the window.
So childish. So after eight this morning... We get to play the new One Direction song called You and I. Now, it's released on the 25th of May. It's the new single. Obviously, if you've got the album Midnight Memories, then you've got the track already. But this one has a little few production tweaks on it. So it's a little bit different. And we're going to play it after 8 o'clock. Liam Payne's done a remix.
Why?
Because that's what he does now. I mean, so many people doing remixes these days, aren't there? Anyone can do it.
Right, Liam Payne is young, isn't he? Is he trying to get in the sort of Martin Garrix act?
Possibly. So it's called the You and I Big Payno remix. And it's gone up, or a clip of it's gone up on the band's SoundCloud today. So I'll let you hear a bit of it now.
He's had help with that.
What makes you think that?
I'm against that.
What
actually.
Makes you think that?
Well, come on.
So, fans are getting the chance to remix the track as well. And Liam is going to be sat there by his massive pool, probably with a couple of shells on his nips, and he's going to judge them all. And, like, they're going to put them all on the band SoundCloud at some point. And then, what do you win? Anything?
I suppose yours is then one of the remixes, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I guess, yeah. So you'll get the Big Payno remix, and I'm imagining if you do a good enough remix, if you're a fan, then yours will also be in the bundle that you get. I think we need to have a crack
at this. So it's a bit like when you do remixes, isn't it? Like when you see the Scott Mills remix.
What's your point?
No, I mean, it's great, isn't it? You can have your name up there as a world superstar DJ like yourself, world-class remixer.
I think you'll find I'm very involved with the faders.
Listen, I didn't say you weren't.
Yeah. I spent hours in those studios. So they've released all the vocals today on their own so that you lot can have a go at remixing it. So...
'Cause you and I...
It's kind of weird hearing them on their own.
Okay, so this is without the music. You can just get the vocals, and then the idea is you put your own music behind.
Yeah. Now, we've had a little go at this.
Right.
I mean, it's not finished by any stretch of the imagination, but soon we will we'll play you what we've done this morning. I mean, we could polish them up a bit, I think. But we've got the Just the vocals now.
Sorry.
What are you doing?
Well, no, because I've got my phone here, and I can. I'm just thought I'd give this remix thing a go. Because I've got like a load of drum things and.
Okay, well, that's
all right. Like, look, I'll tell you what, I'll work.
Hello,
on
you're on
this.
The radio. Radio one.
I can't turn it off.
Turn it off.
I don't know how, mate. Just talk over it.
Okay, 7:51 on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. And it's off putting, isn't it?
Just keep going.
So, this next track features in the all time top 100 downloads countdown.
Sorry.
On Monday. Right, I'm going to chuck it in a minute.
I'm sorry, Scott.
Against the wall.
Just ignore the obvious.
But where will this track be? It's all day on Monday, on Bank Holiday Monday, top 100 downloads. Right, give it to me. Give it to me.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Please tell me Revision Power Hour is back that you did last year, because they were the only thing that made me revise. Oh, yeah. So this week, the Revision Power Hours, designed specifically for you revisers, to just smash it out for an hour. They're going to be popping up all over Radio 1 this week. And the first one is... Wednesday. First one's on Wednesday.
We're doing it on Wednesday.
We're doing it on Wednesday. But it's happening today as well.
Yeah.
At some point. Right, just listen. The power hours will crop up.
Just like an hour of tunes, isn't it?
Yeah, like huge tunes.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, I'm going to play the new One Direction song now. Now, loads of people are like, well, it's already on the album. Yes, it is. It's on their third album, Midnight Memories. But this is a slightly different version.
I've not heard it. Any good?
Yeah. I think they just put a couple of horns on. But it's something different that the fans won't have heard before. Also, Liam from the band has made his own remix of the track, which you get a copy of when you buy the single. So it's called the Big Pano Remix.
Are we sure this is Liam? As in, yeah. Are we sure it's not his dad?
I love, what, Jeff?
Yeah, so Jeff does the remixes, because I don't know why, I don't believe this is Liam. But I like the idea that it's Jeff there.
Of course it's Liam. If it says Liam, if it says his name on it, then it's him remixing it.
Big Pano's Jeff for me, the dad.
No. Now, what you can do as well is you can have a go at remixing this track, because the boys have put the vocal stems, as they're called, which is the vocals on their own, online. And also, they'll be posting some of the uploaded remixes on SoundCloud. So, it's pretty cool. Like, if One Direction like your remix, you'll be on the band SoundCloud. Now, I've got the vocals here, and I've got some other stuff, and this is kind of maybe an example of what you could do with it. Now, before we do this, here's an example of how badly this could go. Do you remember when you were inspired by Bastille, and you mashed up two old 90s dance records?
Oh, yeah, because they did that, didn't
they?
Yeah,
that's what they did. I mean, how easy can it be?
Yo, listen up, here's a story about a little guy that lives in a blue world. And all day and all night and everything he sees is just blue, like him, inside and outside. Blue is his house with...
We do just get two old 90s songs.
Blue Corvette and everything.
Little posh voice there.
Blue for him and himself.
And then when you least expect it, Bastille style, you break into the other track.
Nobody
listens.
Easy, eh? Now, what is one of Liam Payne's favourite things in the world? That's right, bumbleo. So, for example, if I find the bumbleo music and I've got the vocals from One Direction, just the vocals, nothing else, it might sound like this.
Bumbleo!
Not sure about this.
I think it's hard because you've put a classic underneath the vocal stems there.
Okay. What about Radio 1 News jingle remix of it?
You and I, we don't want to be like them.
That's quite nice.
That works towards the end. Now, I know that you've knocked a couple of these up for us using the vocals. So we'll play the actual track. Let us know what you think of it. 8999. So this is the original one. And then some of our remixes. One Direction, You and I on Radio 1.
Oh, you and I, we can make
Oh, that's great. That's really good. Nice new version. What they seem to have done is employed the whoosh, which is so popular these days. And that's what makes it different from the album version.
Is that the only difference?
I mean, it's got a bit more drama to it, and a whoosh always helps. I always keep one on standby just in case. See? Just adds drama. Do you know what I mean? And maybe, like, the album version lacking in drama a bit, so just put one of these on it. If you put echo on it as well, it's even better. It's like...
You know how David Guetta released Shot You Down?
Yeah.
It sounded very similar, but it definitely wasn't the same as a previous song.
Mm.
I've done a remix in the same kind of style of that. The One Direction song there.
No! When you're lying here in my eyes,
I'm finding it hard to believe. It's my mix.
A little bit. It's a little bit like that. Also, Pano's done his big Pano remix. Do you want to hear a little bit of that? It's on the band SoundCloud now.
Scott, what's the deal? Were they not happy with this mix, so they throw it out there for everyone else to try and make a better one?
No, Chris. What happens is, you know, there's always remixes of tracks. Every track has a remix. But they're just wanting you to have a go at it, so that yours can stand there alongside the big Pano remix of You and I. So what they've done is they've given you all the lead vocals and the backing vocals on their own. I always find it's really weird when you hear a band like One Direction just doing the vocals on their own without the music. Listen to this. It's a bit creepy.
They sing in a different light. I don't like it.
Like us.
Isn't it weird?
Never tried like us.
I've done my best to work with it, though.
Yeah? What have you got?
Well, I thought what they could do well for is to appeal to sort of... niche markets. So first up, I've done a... I don't think they do enough for the Scottish fans, myself, One Direction.
Are you calling Scotland a niche?
No, I'm just saying appeal to one market, Scott. Don't be cheeky.
Big country. Okay, so what have you got? Bagpipes.
I've got the Scottish mix here. You and I,
we don't want to be like this. Okay, that's bad.
No, not feeling that. How about a thrash metal... remix.
Something for the metalheads.
Yeah.
So you don't hear One Direction on the Radio 1 Rock Show, do you? Until now. You and I, we don't want to be like them. Also, don't think we spent... Was it a rush job? No?
One more.
Oh, is this the one I asked you to do?
Yeah, this is the one I'm raving about, actually. I think this is the one.
Is it the Wartime Sweetheart version?
Yes, it's the Wartime remix.
So the World War II remix of You and I,
yeah.
One Direction. You and I, see, I like this. We don't want to be like them. Appeals to the older end of the audience, exactly. Which maybe they're not doing at the moment.
Exactly. We can make it till the end. The OADs. Never Old Age Directioners.
Nothing can come between you. See, this will be on in the bingo halls. Yeah, needs work, but I like the idea of it. Don't forget, you can make your own better remixes, and maybe yours could be up there on the copy of the single with Pano's. You know what I mean? The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. It's 8:44. What are you doing with your life?
Sorry.
You dirty cow.
How dare you? How dare you? How dare you judge?
You dirty... Everyone knows there's an after nine rule with pizza...
Mate, I'm having a party every morning. Honestly, without sounding, well, cheesy there. Pizzas are on. Best day of my life.
Well, I just don't agree with it. It's the same as eating bananas in public.
Here's the thing. Pizzas today. Are we going to do Curry Club one morning?
Maybe on the last day on Friday. What are you saying, everybody? If we did a Curry Club on Friday and everyone pitches in and we all get a curry in, like early doors, like I'm saying 7:30, 8 o'clock.
I don't think Scott's saying he's paying.
I'm not paying for you all, but if Curry Club's something you want to be up for on Friday,
let us know. Sign up.
Let us know. Yes, yeah, sign up now on 81199. Pizza. Cool. And then last night I met a bearded lady as well.
Yeah, right. You've told me about this lady, and I've kind of it's been disturbing me all morning. Now her name is Conchita
Wurst.
Conchita Wurst.
She's from Austria. She's this year's Austrian Eurovision entry. If you want to see something incredible. Just Google Conchita Austria now when you get to work today.
How's best to describe her?
A bearded lady.
Yeah.
She's got a song called Rise Like a Phoenix.
No, worst. Conchita, that's German for sausage, isn't it?
I just worked that out. I don't think that's her real name. Because, yes, her name would be Conchita Sausage, wouldn't it?
Okay.
See what I mean? My brain scrambled.
And the song Rise Like a Phoenix.
Yeah. Saw her do three songs last night, including My Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion. It's a long story.
Okay.
Hey, guess what? Happy Monday's coming up at 9:30. Because Monday, hello Monday, nobody likes you. But we've got to make some tunes to make it better at 9:30. Do you remember from last week a girl called Katie who was on really early in the morning? You might not have heard it if you only switch on a bit later on. Just after 7 o'clock one morning last week. And people who were listening at that time absolutely loved her. She was just playing Real or No Real. Here's a reminder.
Every week I pick a Friday hottie, and this week you are my Friday hottie.
And what does that involve? What do I have to do?
You don't have to do anything. It just means you're my screensaver for the day.
Yeah. And then we went on to how tanning was invented.
Farmers in the field doing some crops, you know, like doing crops. Mm-hmm. With the rakes and because they didn't have combine harvesters then, did they? So there's some rakes in the fields, and then you go nice and brown, get a nice little tan, and then I think the wifeys of the farmers are looking at them thinking, you look nice, don't you, with your little tan? Well, I think that's how it was done.
Just interesting how her mind works.
She's incredible. Yeah, as you said, it's just the where she goes with her mind, it goes to new places.
That's not actually true, the farmer theory. Coco Chanel actually invented tanning in the 20s. When she got a tan for the first time, everyone was like, oh, that looks nice. How'd you do that?
I kind of want to know Katie's views on everything. And so many people text in, didn't they?
So many. And then we were talking about Midsummer Murders, and she was trying to think of another show.
What's the other one that people get died?
What's the other show where people get died? Love her.
She's amazing.
So we have decided just for this week, because we're only on till Friday on this show, then we go back to our normal show, we decided we need to create a position for Katie on the show. So I'm going to call her soon and offer her something, and hopefully she'll say yes. I mean, why would you not say yes? It's the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Because I think she needs to be on more. We need to hear Katie's views a bit more this week.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
It's 8:50. Morning, Katie.
Morning, you're right?
Yeah, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
On Friday's show, people absolutely loved you on Real or No Real. Do you know that?
Oh, did they?
Yes.
Oh, yay.
I've never seen such a response for a listener.
Oh.
And they were like, oh, get Katie back on next week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They were kind of intrigued about the way your mind works.
You're intrigued how my mind works? Oh, wow. It's one of a kind, I can tell you that.
My favourite bit was, oh, what was that TV show where people get died?
I didn't mean to say that.
But you know what? So many people texted in and tweeted Radio 1 saying that they loved you. It's a good thing.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
Now, here's the thing, Katie.
Uh-huh.
A position may have become available on this show.
Really?
Yeah. For 1 week only.
Uh-huh.
Is that something you'd be interested in doing?
Yeah, I mean, it depends. When is it? What, every day?
Yes.
Oh, all right. Oh, wow. I mean, what is it that I've got to do?
Well, if it's inconvenient for you...
Uh-huh.
You don't obviously have to do it, Katie.
I guess it's fine. Yeah, it's all right. I mean, I'm working, but I'm a little celebrity in the office now, so it's all right.
You know, like on This Morning, where they have various reporters? Have you seen This Morning?
Yeah.
And sometimes they have, like, Jeff Brazier in The Hub.
No. Is that the one with Christine Blakely on it?
That's Dancing on Ice.
That's Dancing on Ice.
Oh, Dancing on Ice, oh.
Yeah. This Morning, you know, it's a popular magazine programme, ITV.
I know what it is, but I don't know who's on it.
And they have, like, The Hub, where people text in and tweet.
Okay.
Now, we have a role that's come up on the show, which might be of interest to you, that's very similar to that.
Okay.
Is that something you might be interested in?
I don't know. I don't know, Scott.
No.
I'll do it. Okay. Yeah.
Come on,
hang on. It's just an opening at the moment. We're just, there's several candidates.
Yeah, we're talking to a few different people.
Oh, really? No, you're not.
We are.
No, you're not.
Do you want to say the roles, Scott?
I didn't think I'd have to convince her
to
say yes. I thought it'd be like a dead cert. Anyway, so the role is TV previewer.
TV previewer?
So you tell the listeners what they should watch on TV tonight.
Oh, I don't really watch a lot, to be honest. Oh. I only watch Come Down with Me.
Yeah. Oh, God. Well, it's tricky, this, because you're not selling yourself best for the role there. And we have, if I'm brutally honest, tried to think of a role just for you.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want, reject this role. We can go away. Yeah. We'll think up something else and we'll call you again later with maybe a different job. Would you
that
rather
might be
that?
Better.
Right,
yeah,
okay. Let's
I
do that.
Watch a lot, so, yeah, if you do that.
Right. Let's do that.
Can I just say, we've just had a 30-minute meeting about this.
That's not even a lie.
Oh, really? You've had a 30-minute meeting about me?
Yes, we've discussing been... what would best be your role in the show. And now you've
No, that's fine. What we'll do is, because we have been planning this for half an hour, we ran it past the bosses,
I'm not
interested in the role. So what we'll do is we'll go away.
Yeah, and we'll try to come back to you with a more attractive offer.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
We'll try again maybe a little bit later.
Okay, all right then.
No worries.
Oh my God. Okay, right, speak to you in a bit then.
Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Katie.
Hiya, you right?
Yeah, so we spoke to you earlier and we asked you if you would... preview people's TV tonight.
Part of our show, join the show team. We were slightly taken aback by the rejection from you. wasn't planned.
No, we didn't expect that. We just weren't planning on a no. So I've got something else to offer you now.
Okay.
Because people loved you on the show on Friday on Real or No Real.
Mm-hmm.
And they were keen to hear more. So here is something that may be a bit more attractive to you.
Right.
What about Showbiz Katie?
That sounds a bit cool, doesn't it?
Okay, so basically you comment on a top showbiz story of the week.
Uh-huh. All right,
something that everyone's talking about, but it's your kind of own spin on it, your own personal opinion and view.
I think I can do that. Sounds like fun.
Sounds better than the TV one?
Much better, yeah. Oh, we don't watch a lot of TV, so yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you're into your showbiz stuff, aren't you?
Yeah, I read well. I look at the pictures in the magazines and read the taglines and stuff. So
Perfect. That's
pretty much everything, isn't it?
So qualified. So I'm sensing more interest from you this time round.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, obviously, we are talking to other people. So remember, we can let you know now, actually. It's fine. You've got the job.
You've got the job if you want it, Katie.
Okay, so all being well, we can start this tomorrow.
Okay.
Can you start tomorrow?
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
Okay, let's say 7:40 start, okay?
Right, of course that's early.
Your views on showbiz stories.
Right, that sounds like, yeah, that sounds good.
We'll give you the story and then you just go for it.
Right.
Right.
I can let my brain go everywhere.
Yeah, that's what people loved on Friday.
That's all right, yeah, that sounds like fun.
Legend.
Woo-hoo.
And also, we need a girl on our team.
Yeah, we do.
We're lacking at the moment.
Yeah. It's a sausage fest.
Oh, my God. Right.
All right, Katie, well, we'll speak to you tomorrow then.
Okay, all right, see you tomorrow.
It'll be a withheld number tomorrow. I expect you to answer.
Okie
dokie. All right, my darling.
Okie dokie.
Love you, bye.
Speak to you tomorrow, love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
My friend Unlucky Gary, we need to give a quick mention to him. You know when you go to a club and they put those stamps on you, on your wrist, so you can get back in again? He went to a club on Saturday night. You know Gary, the kind of people he hangs out with.
Yeah.
So they put a massive stamp on his wrist. Some of them are quite small. Some of them, as you know, are massive and they're really hard to wash off. Like, you can't wash them off for a couple of days.
The best ones are the UV ones because then, you know, it doesn't matter the next day, does it?
But this is like permanent ink. So bearing in mind, he has to go to lunch on Sunday with his mum and her new boyfriend. Okay, never met him before. So he's got on his wrist, I can't say what it is, but you know the Jay-Z song and also off of Annie, Hard Knock Life? A variation of that on his wrist.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, really?
That's right.
Oh, no.
From,
this
from a club on Saturday night.
This reminds me of the time my friend... stayed out.
And your friend, is it?
No, this is genuinely my friend. He stayed out all night and he couldn't get back to his. Now, he was going to Father's Day with his girlfriend the next day. Turned up in his bar shirt because we'd all gone out in bar shirts from when I was back at Southampton Uni. And each one of us had a nickname. Now, his I can't explain, but it was Fresh Fish Famine. And he had to sit round. He had to sit round a dinner table with his girlfriend's parents, and
with a T-shirt with "Fresh Fish Famine" on it,
hungover, and trying to explain what that would mean.
Oh God!
I'll let people use their imagination.
Yeah.
Bad one to describe.
And the same with Unlucky Gary's unfortunate stamp from the weekend.
Oh no!
So, if you just put Radio 1 on this morning, you've missed the new One Direction song, and also some remixes of it that we've done. They want you to do the same as well. Basically, Liam Payne's done a remix and they want the fans to remix as well, you and I. And we were playing the backing vocals by themselves, which the band have put on their SoundCloud for you to remix, to use as a remix. Backing vocals are really creepy when they're on their own.
Do you mean like the really high-pitched voice they
it's
go to?
It's just odd, with like hearing them with no music.
It's given me a good idea.
It's quite creepy. Don't you dare eat that banana in front of me!
Look me in the eye and play that music.
I can't bear people eating bananas in public. I can't look at you.
Look at me.
Oh, I don't like it.
I can go slowly.
No, don't go slower. I hate it so much. Oh.
Try look me in the eye. Play one of those vocals. Go on, just try it. Be a man.
No, I can't do it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Michael in Belfast says, what if someone breaks a chunk of the banana off with their other hand and uses that to transfer the banana piece into their mouth? Is that acceptable? Not really, Michael. Just, you know, do it behind closed doors is what I'm saying. All right, not in front of me. That's Arctic Monkeys and Do I Want to Know. On the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills, Grimmy is back next week. So tomorrow at this time, we'll be getting ready and putting the plastic sheeting down for Neon Jungle. They're cool, actually. I met them a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
They're quite a handful, like, because they all talk at once.
How are we going to do this? Are we doing a... How many of them are there?
I believe there's four, I think. Yeah,
so
four.
Will we be doing a five-way? Or
I don't think we can do a five-way, because it'll just be a mess. You won't be able to hear who's who. So maybe two watching, two playing.
Or, I mean, we could do rolling subs. That's the other option.
I quite like that, yeah. Makes it, changes it up a bit. Mm. So, Neon Jungle on the show tomorrow, just after 9:30. You can listen and you can watch on the Radio 1 website if you're a fan.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, tomorrow on the show, it's our first day at work for our new showbiz reporter, Katie. Hear how she gets on at 7:45-ish. And Neon Jungle play innuendo bingo just after 9:30.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.